The University of Detroit Mercy presents another brand new episode of Ask the Professor. Today's program was recorded using Zoom video conferencing technology.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the Department of Retired, it's Professor Jim Tubbs. How's it going, Jim?
Well, so far so good. Didn't get enough done today, but, you know, there's still a little daylight left.
There is a little daylight left. The time has come to move to fall. Professor Dave Chow from the Department of That Little Room in His House.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. What are you sketching that we can't see?
Oh, I'm filling out this so Michael can get forms. Mind you, I might as well warn Michael now, it's about up to 8 pounds worth of forms over the last couple weeks. So he'll be getting a batch in the mail.
Good. We saw the Dead Files on TV the other night, and we thought of you.
Oh, was I on?
No, it wasn't you, actually. We tuned in, and with all due respect, the show, after you've seen a few episodes, is pretty played. You can see what's coming. And Leslie goes, I don't want to wait until we see whether Dave's the sketch artist. I'm like, no, we tuned in right at the moment they're going to reveal the sketch artist. And it definitely wasn't you. So
it's okay. I'm good.
Professor Stephen Manning is here from the Department of Retired.
Hello, Matt.
How are you doing?
Good. I have sore arms because in the last week I've gotten a shingles vaccination. Ooh. And a flu shot.
Wow.
So both of my wings hurt.
Yeah, good for you for getting the flu taken care of as early as you could. That was a good
one. The funny thing is, you know, doctors don't have it. I had my annual physical. The doctor's office doesn't have it, but Meijer, CVS, everybody else does. So, you know, you go to Meijer and get it.
Absolutely. I got mine last year.
Mm-hmm. No question. And then my wife, actually, considering we've been working from home, I think everybody knows she works up at Cranbrook. Cranbrook pinged them on Wednesday and said, if you want to stop by at your old desk on Thursday, we're going to have flu shots. It was like, no more donuts in the break room, apparently.
What?
So everybody got a free flu shot. It's kind of nice.
Cool.
Professor Beth Oljar from the Department of Philosophy. Here's my trivia question of the day. Even though I could have predicted this, what percentage of Americans surveyed as of last Monday would not receive even a reportedly safe COVID-19 vaccine?
I think it's 42% is what I heard.
I heard 25, but the number isn't zero. We can agree to that, and it's disgusting and horrible. So there we go. Yeah.
I mean, you know, as soon as Fauci tells me it's okay, I'm good to go, and then I'm not returning to campus until I have one.
That's right. That is absolutely right. And if you really are, not you, but anybody, is squirrely about it, we do have a Moderna testing site at the Henry Ford Health System. You can be a part of the initial trials for the current vaccine that they're trying out if you want to. So rush down there. It's not the Putin vaccine. Professor Heather Hill from English is here. Thanks for joining us, Heather.
Oh, of course.
Excellent. I did get a little gag cartoon the other day where the professor was staring at the microwave addressing his students. I believe that one's been making the rounds. Like, they're not responding to my questions.
How do I mute myself?
I just made popcorn on my Zoom meeting.
Multifunction, you know. I could teach a class and warm up my tea and make popcorn all at the same time.
Professor Mara Livesey from Chemistry and Biochemistry is here today.
I am here, and I was going to respond, but I didn't want to interrupt anyone, that you weren't tapped out, you were T-dapped out.
Oh, jeez.
There you go.
So, yeah, it looks like it was a tough day, a tough week, a tough month, a tough half year, and
yeah.
Keep going. There we go.
Absolutely. There's good news, though. You know, no one else knows, that I got a Q-tip shoved up into my brain earlier this week, and I'm negative.
Yay.
I don't got the Rona.
So only one nostril?
Only one. Thank goodness.
We were having a meeting with Chem Club leadership, and Professor Livesey was in passenger side of a car going to get the test. Screen goes dark. Her square is still there. She comes back this most severe face I've ever seen you have before, Mom. She goes, I'm not going to do that again.
Have all of you guys been tested?
I have never been tested. Although I did find something out the other day, which is huge. I don't know whether it's the same across the country, but it's not. If you donate blood, you automatically get the antibody test and they'll report the results to you free.
Yes, I did 3 weeks ago. Yeah. And I don't have the antibodies.
So. There you go. There you go. So it's that's important knowledge and it's basically free. I would trust the antibody test more than the Polish lobotomy, but that's just me. What do I know? I'm just a scientist.
But the antibody test only says that you've had it or not.
Right.
Right.
The Polish lobotomy tells you whether you have it.
Have it at that moment. That's yes. Right.
No, you can get the back off, man, I'm a scientist on a t-shirt.
I think that would be fun. Probably one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, for sure.
Folks, this is a program you can send us questions regarding anything. It's been a while since we've had a good Ghostbusters set of questions. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the question. It's in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on Facebook or Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. If you really want to listen to your smart speaker, you can read. Thank you, Dave. You can read this month's Consumer Reports that says these are the key phrases that mislead most of the smart speakers in your homes. And then they will tell you how much of your regular daily conversation is being recorded by these devices and going out into big data. So that's great. All right. We have a set of questions here sent in by Anonymous.
Ooh.
And this is relatively straightforward stuff, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to try to find two rhyming words that answer the question that's asked. Okay, so I have an example, all right? The example is rabbit fur, and you would say, oh, hair. Okay?
Okay.
Man with a sprayer?
Dude spewed?
Bros hose.
That's a good one.
Oh, this is I did not know it was going to be this good. That's all I got to say. Man with a sprayer is listed here as a Mr.
Do the words have to be the same?
They don't necessarily have to. Sometimes okay. They are homophones. So,
okay. Oh, okay. I thought they were supposed to rhyme. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
How about deer on a dollar bill? That's fairly straightforward.
Dodo.
Buck buck.
It's buck, dodo buck. Or buck buck are acceptable.
All right.
How about a naked grizzly?
Bear.
There we go. Now we're in business.
Not that really, but
I actually got. You guys all said it first.
How about a flying mammal's stick?
A bat.
Yeah.
Right. How many flying mammals are there?
Flying squirrel.
Does a flying squirrel fly? Are they fly. Kind of fly?
Yeah, they just glide. They don't fly.
That's just me. That's just my...
Rocky. Rocky flew. Rocky and Blue.
That is true.
I love it when you call me clever.
Frostbite Falls.
How about, we're going to the high level stuff here now. Uh-oh. An improved gambler. An improved.
A better.
Yes, that is right. How about an entire opening?
Whole hole.
Oh, we're getting into the groove now.
Ooh.
A very good monetary punishment.
Fine.
Yes, it's a fine. And last but most certainly not least, playing cards on a porch.
Deck.
Oh, you're all completely on fire. What we need to do is we need to go to the higher levels of verbal mastery here. This one will be a little bit tougher. Find a word that's related to both words. So an example would be, the two keywords would be left and wine. And you'd say port is the word that means both left and
Wow.
Okay.
I was going to say left out.
I'm just putting these down right now. I don't know what you all think of me in the world of game shows. I can watch Jeopardy, maybe get 10 to 15% of those questions right. I cannot see, for whatever reason, the way this works, Wheel of Fortune. It can be missing one letter, and I'm like, I can't think that way. It's just not the way that my brain works. So these questions, I'm going to have to quadruple check myself, seriously.
I don't do well with Sudoku. I don't know why, I just don't.
Yeah, it's there's something about stuff like that. So here are your two keywords. You're trying to find one word that connects both of them together. Okay. Right, as in W-R-I-T-E. Tree.
Paper?
No.
Down. Right down. Right.
You said W-R-I-T-E?
Yes, and tree.
Well, you have to write on paper, and paper comes from trees.
That, well, there's no question that that is
force it.
However, the correct response they have written here is log.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, okay.
That's tricky.
These are too hard.
It hurts my brain.
I think we should just give up. And
okay, so it's things that could be related to both of them are not necessarily related to both of them.
That's fair. That's fair. Let's do, no pun intended here, a softball. How about baseball cake?
Batter.
Batter, yes. Batter is the word we're looking for.
Yeah, I was going to say sacrifice. Oh, but...
How about...
It could be plate.
Could be.
Could be.
So Heather came up with a possible alternate. Jim came up with a possible alternate. How about feline poker? These are tough.
Hey, you cat people, help us out.
Kitty.
Kitty is the word. Kitty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Kitty. Ah. Oh, because there's a kitty in poker.
Kitty. That's my pat pat. I knew I could make Beth laugh. How about wood? And it's not a common word, plod, like you're walking slowly, P-L-O-D. Wood and plod.
Lumber.
Lumber is the word.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Right. How about money, river?
Flow.
Bank. Yep, bank.
Why did I say flow?
I liked it, though.
Yes.
Cash flow.
Yeah, cash flow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How about metal, as in M-E-T-A-L, and press?
Iron.
Iron is the word.
Iron.
Oh, that's very good. Very, very good. Excellent.
F-E on the periodic table, right?
Yes.
Nice. How about color? Abandon.
Wild.
Color.
It's a color word that means to abandon somebody.
Die? Oh.
It's an actual color.
Leave, umber.
I believe that officially this word of the color is the official one of the two colors of the University of Chicago, if I remember correctly.
That is not helpful.
Red, brown, blue.
I thought that maybe I heard it, but the answer they're looking for is maroon. Maroon is it?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
How about canal key?
Lock.
Lock. Lock.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. One more of these, and frankly, you've done absolutely fantastic as far as how about we say autumn, spice,
fall,
pumpkin.
That's all I've got.
Cinnamon.
Old frigid.
Nutmeg.
No, it says here, autumn spice is season, is the word we're looking for.
Oh, that's so obvious.
Darn.
Very once good. You hear it, of course, right?
Those are awesome. Those are absolutely.
So close and yet so far.
You're listening to a special edition of Ask the Professor, in which each of the seven professors participating in this recording session were connecting to each other from different locations, thanks to Zoom video conferencing technology.
We're grateful to those listeners who submitted questions for today's program, and we welcome your questions at atp@udmercy.edu. The professors return to answer more questions in less than a minute, but first...
It's an Ask the Professor presidential election flashback.
What president became known as the man without a party?
Nixon.
No.
Yeah, well.
No, this is...
How recent was
this? This is mid-19th century.
Yeah.
It was like a Van Buren. Poke.
Buchanan.
That ilk.
Oh, okay.
Think of Tippecanoe.
Tyler.
Harrison.
Tyler.
Oh.
Because he told his Whig cabinet he'd be making his own decisions, and the cabinet resigned.
Oh, great.
Make plans to vote and make your voice count. Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd.
Well, we've got a short set of questions sent in by a listener. Let's tackle those as well, shall we? Dear panelists, in the past, I know I've sent in lists and topical questions, but this time I've chosen a topic that could prove challenging. We'll see. Below is a list of 15 car names, so model names of cars. It'll be up to the profs to come up with the manufacturer. This list is a little different than the ones I've done in the past. I've heard defunct car manufacturers, so this is a list of 2021 models. So models that are going to be released next year.
Oh,
I was inspired to come up with this list when I went new car shopping recently and realized there are so many new nameplates out. Rest assured, I was not so cruel as to challenge the profs with cars that are just some quizzical conglomeration of numbers like BMW puts together.
Oh, the 5 Series.
Right, exactly. Thanks again, your loyal fan, Amber Hubley of San Diego, California. We're praying for you, Amber, I promise. I hope your weather improves soon. There definitely are some here that I think that you'll recognize because we've seen advertisements. So the ProMaster, what brand is ProMaster?
Ram Trucks.
It's Ram. Yeah, that's Ram. Mm-hmm. That's right. Ram, which is no longer Dodge Ram. It's just Ram.
Yep. Just Ram.
It's a very interesting name for a car. Sometimes I wonder. This one is going to be called the Kicks. Not just Kick. Kicks, plural.
Nissan?
It is Nissan. That's right. Absolutely. See? We got it.
Sounds like something Nissan would
do. Oh, that's awesome. How about the Venza? V-E-N-Z-A. That also sounds
like. I just drew that.
Toyota. It's Toyota. Yeah. It's Toyota.
Yeah. That's been out before. I mean,
I always get that confused with the Bursa, too.
I believe that this one has been out in previous model years, too. How about Colorado?
Oh. Chevy truck? GMC truck?
It's a Chevy. Yeah, it's a Chevy truck. This is really going back. If it was the 50s, I think we would see more of these around, or 60s. Pardon me. Corsair is going to be a new model for what brand?
That was an Edsel in the 50s. In the
That's
early
50s. Right. So this time it's being released by?
Ford?
Ford's luxury brand.
Lincoln.
Cadillac.
Lincoln. The Lincoln Corsair.
Yeah, I forgot. There's no more Mercury, doggone it.
That's right. No, that's absolutely right. Who makes the Outlander? That's actually fairly well known.
Jeep.
Mitsubishi.
It's Mitsubishi. Although I thought Jeep too, Heather, because I think it's one of those, you know, rugged.
You like the Canyonero?
Canyonero. Oh, gosh, I'm not going to even go there. Smells like a steak, that car. How about the Enclave?
Buick.
That's been I love how everybody jumps on that. They must have really good.
Like 2005 or something like that. It's been out a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It came out the same time as the Aztec.
Oh, yeah. Well, it looked better than the Aztec, at least.
How about Clarity? Clarity, as in, you know, clear.
Clarity.
I just read the questions.
Clarity.
Lexus?
No, wait a minute. Is that the what is it? It's a hybrid.
Oh.
Honda?
No, it's a Honda. It's a Honda, yeah.
Oh.
A Honda Clarity. Just a couple more of these. Very, very well-known name. Maybe not the best well-known manufacturer. Spider will be a model for 21 from who? Spider.
It's a Corvette.
Porsche.
Mm-mm. Not Corvette, not Porsche.
Lotus.
Riker, right? Fiat? No.
It's fiat. Yeah, it's a fiat. Mm-hmm. Wow. Absolutely. And last but most certainly not least, I'll spell it Arteon, the Arteon.
Arteon.
Is it American or not?
That's a good question. I'm saying that this is a traditionally German manufacturer.
Volkswagen?
It's VW. Beth got it. It's Volkswagen. Yes. The Arteon. Some of those names are really interesting. Who's taking the Clarity out this weekend? You know, I mean, it's...
It sounds like acne medicine. I mean,
I'll pick you up in the Arteon.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. You
know, yeah, that's like that old, was it, that Chevy billboard a couple years ago, nobody writes songs about VWs or whatever.
Would you like to take the spider out tonight?
Now, come on, Jim. We can't let that reference go by without that old 90s commercial where the man is pointing at his wife in court saying, she was out all night with the Grand Marquis. And there's just a guy in a powdered wig going like, okay, profs, let's go to our list of favorites here. Remember, Frank Burrows and his family came up with this.
On that list anyway? Good Lord, it seems though we've been tapping these forever.
Well, let me tell you, these go on for some time, let me tell you.
Wow.
Okay. Ooh, here's a nice one because pretty much everything we talk about comes back to food. What is your favorite thing to eat for breakfast?
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh.
McDonald's sausage biscuits are really good.
Yeah.
You know, a breakfast sandwich at the right time just can't be beat. I have to go with you too there, Beth. I'll take it.
That's really the chicken on a biscuit. That's really good too.
Yep. I think grits with some butter or some cheese. Yeah, that's grits. Good. Oh, I love grits. Yes.
Well, like the good Southerner that you are, my dear.
That's right. I did have, he's just coming up a lot lately. My middle son, again, just 12 years old, Enzo, asked me the other day, Dad, what's a hot cake? And I said, well, it's a pancake. I was like, why does it have a different name? I'm like, I don't know, flapjack, crepe, what do you want? Yeah. You know, pretty much all the same stuff.
And hash browns. I could go on forever on the
hash browns
favorites.
Well, includes bacon, right?
I very, very rarely got McDonald's breakfast in the 80s, but when he said hot cake, I immediately thought of those disturbing styrofoam things that they used to come in and how you would cut them and it would squeak through the syrup. I was like, it all came flooding back to me.
I'm going to go breakfast burrito here.
There we go. Yeah. That's a way to bring it all together.
Okay. I'm going to snob it up a bit. How's about bagel with Nova Lox and capers? Nova Lox. Oh,
how about an omelet with hatch chilies and tomatoes and cheddar cheese?
Wow, that's spectacular.
That sounds wonderful. That's about 25 different breakfast foods together.
That counts as brunch, doesn't
matter.
It?
The huevos rancheros there.
Yeah, that's good.
Awesome. Wait a minute, isn't that a Chevy truck? Oh.
Probably, you know.
The huevos rancheros at toast, right?
With that sourdough bread from the crust bakery in Fenton from Crust Bakery, yeah.
And ABS brakes.
Oh. I can't get over that crust. What am I thinking here?
The bread?
Mixed with butter. And then you buy their bread on top of it. I've never been more excited about toast in my entire life. That's all I got to say. Absolutely. So, you know, we saved a little bit of time here at the end. Because if you can believe, after Dave's comment there, we actually got to the end of the list of the favorites that Frank Burrows and his family.
Oh, I can't believe it.
What we're going to do is we're going to transition over to something else that Frank sent us a number of weeks ago.
What, our least favorite now?
No.
Our most hated.
I'm glad those favorite topics were sent in, were used. We had a lot of fun coming up with them, almost as much fun as coming up with the trivia. We think open-ended questions like that give the listeners a better insight into how you professors think. That's following
scary,
up.
But true.
Yes,
or,
true.
Or eat.
But we are what we eat, so.
Or drink.
Frank says, following those favorite topics, our family has decided to come up with a dozen more probing questions to make the professors think. Again, no wrong answers here, but fun nonetheless. Legitimate trivia questions will be on their way sometime soon, but for now, this is what we came up with. All right. So this is a different take on a popular question that's been asked before, but if Hollywood were to make a film about your life, what actor or actress in the opposite gender would you choose to portray you?
Oh. Wow.
Nicole
Kidman.
No, what was that, Steven?
Cole Kidman.
Cole Kidman.
All right, we got Nicole Kidman taken care of. Wow, that was really fast, actually.
Sorry, maybe too fast.
Yeah.
I'm kind of
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, God rest him. Yes.
He was no longer with
How
us.
How about Michelle Yeoh with a goatee? Just isn't going to cut it, though, is it?
She's cool.
Michelle Yeoh is cool, though. That's
Discovery.
I would say somebody. Oh, of course. That's a no.
Are you going to say Lily Sobieski?
I'm not. I was going to go Jennifer Lawrence, but I mean, when you're looking at like height and everything, you get. I'll go Lily Sobieski. Who cares?
Yeah. I guess Sandra Bullock.
Ah, Sandra Bullock. Classic.
I'm going to go Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's cute.
I saw him on Broadway last summer.
Oh, are we supposed to be picking somebody, you know, like physically attractive? I'm confused here.
Actors.
Just go for Clint Howard, you know? I mean, it's just...
I think it's the personality more than looks.
Frank Langella, I mean, that would...
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Oh.
I like that a lot, actually.
He was great in...
Dracula.
Good Luck and in Frost Nixon. I thought he made a wonderful... Yeah.
He did.
Did not see that yet, but it's somewhere on the streaming list, I think.
Really good.
It was good.
I'm afraid, professors in the panel, that's all the time we have for today. So the time has come for us to say goodbye. Mara.
Goodbye.
Heather.
Nicole Kidman. Bye-bye.
Beth. See you next week.
Steven.
I knew that was a mistake.
Jim.
Alvita Zane.
Dave.
Yeah.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Till next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.